Patrick Webb, Director of Swine Health Programs for the National Pork Board.
Okay, Patrick, here at the ID Info Expo, we were talking a little bit about swine ID. Why don't you tell me what is the swine ID plan with the National Pork Board?
The swine identification plan is a set of program standards that we're implementing as an industry to be in compliance with the National Animal Identification System. It deals with three particular areas. One is premises identification. Two is animal or group lot identification. And the third is the ability to do effective tracing.
Now, how does this plan build on the current infrastructure?
Well, our current infrastructure that's been developed over, since about 1988 is that we've had mandatory ID in the swine industry for interstate commerce of swine. That's been codified in the Code of Federal Regulations, and we also have identification standards for animals that are entering into the harvest chain. So we've built upon those experiences as far as how we identify pigs in groups and lots as part of this plan. Another thing that we've done is build upon our experiences with pseudorabies eradication, where we learned that in order to have an effective eradication program, you need to have good tracing and you need to have premises identification. Back in the day when we were getting rid of pseudorabies, we had every state that had a prem identification system on a state basis. And now what we're asking producers to do is basically take it to a national level where you've got a consistent numbering system across the entire 50 states. So rolling those experiences into the development of the program standards, an industry task force got together and basically used the infrastructure that we've got and then added those little bits and pieces that make it better.
So now what then, I guess you've got to kind of sell this to producers, what are the benefits to them?
Well, as far as the benefits to the producers today, improving our animal health infrastructure through the swine identification plan is one way that we can continue to protect commerce and expand commerce, make it easier for producers to make money. And it also helps us go out and garner more export market for our producers. 15% of the pork raised today goes into exports. So producers understand that in order to protect that export market, you have to have a solid infrastructure. So when we go in and we sell the program to producers, if we work with them to help them understand what it does to their infrastructure, we get buy-in. So really, as far as our industry is concerned, and we've done some surveys on this, is 75% of pork producers today have a positive view of premises registration and its benefits to the industry. So I guess I'm kind of blessed in working with an industry that's very progressive.
Wow, I would say so. That's really all the questions I have, Patrick. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I guess as far as where we're at in the implementation process, we've been using checkoff dollars to support this program so producers have and can see where their dollars are going as far as infrastructure. But we've also worked with USDA, and we're in a cooperative agreement with them for outreach and education. So we've hit that really, really heavy this year on premises registration. And so far, out of our estimated prems that we have in the United States, we're over 60% of those prems registered. So about 41,000 pork producers or pork sites have been registered in the NAIS to date.
What is your anticipated date where you might have close to 100%?
We would love to have 100% by the end of 2007. And at the rate we're going, we might get close to the goal, but we do realize that there might be some activities next year, especially during our state and annual meetings in January and February, where we can probably garner even more. It's been a good process, and we're just pushing forward.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Patrick.